Are you a new host just starting out, feeling a bit overwhelmed and nervous about not knowing what you don't know?
That is totally normal. You've got big dreams about your short-term rental, but don't know where to start. Or maybe you've started, but you're finding yourself in the messy middle.
Well, we have been working on something just for you.
Something game-changing is coming for new hosts on February 27th at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
But here's the deal. You have to be there live to be the first to know.
Intrigued? All right. So get on the waitlist now at thanksforvisiting.com/waitlist.
Don't miss out on the big reveal. Sign up today.
That's thanksforvisiting.com/waitlist. We're going to take you from new host to super host.
You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Before we dive into the content, let's hear a word from our sponsor.
Hosting hot tip. You know how we're always on the hunt for awesome pieces for our short-term rentals?
Well, we're going to let you in on our secret weapon. It is Manoan. They have steep discounts on over 100 top brands. Think Wayfair, Article, West Elm, Crate & Barrel, Pollywood, Parachute, Bello. The list goes on and on. But these discounts are for hosts and designers for hosts only.
I had my eye on this awesome coffee table from Wayfair, wanting to give our listing that wow factor, but you know us. We are all about having our numbers dialed in and staying budget friendly.
And that's where Manoan stepped in with an awesome discount. And here's the kicker. Becoming a member is totally free. Yes, I said free. F-R-E-E. No cost to join. No monthly membership. It is completely free. But these discounts are exclusive. You do have to be a host or a designer for hosts.
Once you're a member, all you have to do is head to their site, install their browser extension, which makes shopping so, so simple, and purchase and fill your shopping cart in just a few clicks. And it's not just furniture and decor. Restock your most used items anytime you need to refill your supply area.
Exactly. And the best part, again, no catch. There's no fees, nada. Just major discounts waiting for you. Being a Manoan member is like being a VIP host without breaking the bank.
So head on over to ManoanExperience.com. That's M-I-N-O-A-N experience.com, or just simply click the link in our show notes and sign up and let the savings begin. My favorite operations and cleaning tool. Come on, everyone. You know what it is by now. It's Breezeway. It just got a whole lot better for Airbnb hosts.
Breezeway's platform has always help hosts manage work like cleaning, maintenance, and inspections at their properties, but now their technology is integrated with Airbnb, which means you can connect your Airbnb reservation info with Breezeway, helping you save even more of your precious time, like automatically notifying your cleaners on a new reservation or changes to an existing reservation.
You can use Breezeway to schedule cleaning, inspections, and maintenance tasks using smart checklists and automated messaging to maintain a consistent guest experience.
Connect your Airbnb guest reviews with individual tasks in Breezeway. For example, fridge stopped working and the guest mentioned it in your review, a Breezeway maintenance task will help you make sure it gets fixed as soon as possible.
Respond to guest messages all in one platform. Hosts can now view and respond to Airbnb message threads within the Breezeway platform.
And that's not all. The Breezeway Guide is a personalized digital welcome book, and they also have Breezeway Assist, a 24-hour call service supplemented with Breezeway's AI-driven engine, are also connected through this Airbnb integration.
There are so many things that Breezeway can help you tackle, so check out Breezeway for yourself. TFE listeners will receive free implementation when you decide to make Breezeway a part of your hosting operational strategy, just like Annette and I have. Visit breezeway.io/TFE to learn more. That's breezeway.io/TFV.
Hello, welcome back for the great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I am Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for visiting. Let's kick off this episode like we do every week, and that's sharing one of you, our loyal listeners, who's using our hashtag on Instagram, hashtag STRShareSunday. We'll share you here on the pod and give you some love on Instagram. Annette, who are we sharing this week?
This week we are sharing at lil.desert.cabin. Lil.desert.cabin. And the first thing that I notice, and I have not seen this before, is that they actually have multiple links in their bio, and they included Furnished Finder.
So good.
So good, because they're multiplying the place that people can book. And I did a little digging, and it looks like the owner is a nurse, so she might have an affinity for allowing nurses to stay in her home, which I know Furnished Finder is a hotbed of traveling nurses. So well done on that. And if you haven't ever thought about putting your place on Furnished Finder, check it out. We just had someone inside our membership. They got a really hot lead for a very amazing midterm
booking.
Yeah, midterm stay. But I love that they are taking that real estate to take up more digital real estate on multiple platforms to diversify the places where their bookings could come from. So take a look at that. That's the lead for today. Is if you haven't looked into Furnished Finder, go to Little Desert Cabin, see the way that they have it displayed in their links, and then also, you know, diversify where you're listing your property.
All right.
Speaking of
diversifying.
Yeah, and digital real estate and all the things. Give them the good, Sarah.
Yeah. So today we're going to chat with our friend Tara Zerker, and she's going to share how to get started with Facebook ads. And before you turn that off because you feel like this isn't for you, even on a tiny, tiny budget, you can start with as little as $10 a day. So if you do that math, that's like what, you know, $300 a month. What does that equate to when it comes to your nightly rate? You know, what you're getting from that nightly rate. And of course, with ads, if you're doing them right, you should see an ROI, which Tara is going to show you how to do that. So this is really exciting if you, which you should be, wanting to take your business's marketing plan into your own hands. She will share this episode the number one mistake most people make, what metrics to watch to ensure you never pay too much for a lead, and how to avoid wasting money on Facebook ads. Let's get to it. All right, Tara, welcome to the show. We are so excited to have you and learn more about how our industry, our owner-operator, short-term rental hosts can run their own ads on Facebook and Instagram.
Thank you, ladies. So excited to be here.
Can we just start Facebook, Instagram ads 101? Let's do a little encouragement in the beginning. You know, if you want to just let our listeners know to how you got started in ads and successful ads club, just so they can see a little bit of like why you are the expert and how you've helped so many people be successful running their own ads.
Well, thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here with you and your incredible community that you guys have built. And interestingly, I started my journey in Facebook ads as a social media marketer. I had a client who hired me actually in the hospitality space. They were an OTA themselves. And what happened was they threw me into the deep end. They said, okay, I know we hired you to run organic social media posts, but actually we want you to figure out ads. Now, this was back when ads were relatively new. In particular, the brand new feature on Facebook advertising was apps. So you could do, and we had an app. And you could do app downloads and you could run ads for this. And it was, I mean, literally so brand new that we got a lot of support and attention from Facebook, which as we all know, is tough to come by these days. So we had very, very, just a ton of help, a ton of resources. And we also had some really tough investors. So I was just kind of, you know, randomly trying to create a strategy. There were not any resources for this at the time. There weren't even, you know, advertising was still so new. There weren't a lot of resources even to learn how to do advertising. So you're just kind of learning by feel. And what happened was our investors were incredibly tough and they would ask all these hard questions. And I would be so embarrassed in these boardrooms trying to answer their questions. And I just decided to get a locked down process. I was like, okay, this is how I'm going to start testing. And I'm going to do this so that if they ask me that, then I'll have the answer to it. And I just basically foolproofed my system so I could get into these rooms and not be embarrassed and on the spot and not able to answer. Because of course they would say, well, why did you decide to do, you know, that test? Why are you saying, you know, XYZ in the copy? And I was like, I have no idea. I'm just saying it because I think that might work, you know? And so they had such amazing questions that I developed this process. And it wasn't long before Facebook actually called me one day. I'll never forget that. And they said, how are you doing this? Because right now you are outperforming every single one of your competitors. And of course, hospitality is extraordinarily competitive. You know, you've got all the big players. Now at the time, you didn't have the Airbnbs and whatnot, but you had, you know, the Expedias and the Orbitz and all of those. And so I said, well, here's my process. This is what I'm doing. And they said, keep doing that. That is amazing. I wish more advertisers would do that. Well, that kind of planted a little seed in my mind. And I thought, would this work for other industries, for other niches? Like, could I take this beyond what I'm just doing right here? And of course, entrepreneur, you know, at heart, I just decided to start experimenting in other industries and seeing very similar results, very, you know, similar gains on people's ads. And that's kind of around the time when I decided to go all in on advertising. It's kind of like once you see something that you love, you can't unsee it. And I was like, this is my career path right here. So developed a business around it, doing ads for people. Developed a very strong reputation for rehabbing expensive and problematic accounts. And that's what started bringing a lot of folks to me to learn. And so eventually we launched a training company, and that's kind of where we sat in our industry ever since, as training small business owners, you know, especially a lot of like single owner operators, how to do their own ads, be very successful with it, and, you know, save literally thousands of dollars over outsourcing it every single month. I don't know if everyone in the community knows, but hiring an ads manager these days can be very costly.
Absolutely. And no results guaranteed there. To give our listeners, before we dive into some of the question, you know, the questions specifically about ads, Tara, I want you to, can you share just some of the budgets that you've, from the smallest to the largest also, so our listeners understand that its success can be found at any level of ads budget.
Absolutely. Well, historically, our agency, you know, the private services side of our business has managed about $5 million a year. Our clients will spend anywhere between $25,000 and $250,000 a month. I would say more on the upper end than the lower end. We really focused on serving a few clients at those higher budgets. And those are fun, you know, that's a fun challenge because at the higher spends, you have to really keep a lot of things going to keep your efficacy really high. So that's always been very fun. But I will tell you that the special place in my heart is in the smaller budgets, hands down. Mm-hmm. And I believe that is where the market is so underserved, is business owners who maybe have $10 a day to spend.
Wait, say it again. I want everybody to hear what Tara said. $10 a day, correct?
Yes,
and you can
absolutely
see extreme success. Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it.
You can get a lot of incredible work done on $10, $20 a day. That's $300 to $600 per month. I would say you definitely want that $10 a day budget to start, and then you could scale from there. I wouldn't go less than that.
And I think a majority of our listeners, Sarah, what do you think this is? One night stay, two night stay? This, we're asking you to take, you know, one or two days out of the month to dedicate to your marketing budget.
Well, Tara, so yes, but then even to make that sweeter, Tara, the whole point, right, is to get a return on that investment.
Yes.
So what sort of returns on average do you think are feasible for our audience?
Totally dependent, of course, on markets, right? Some markets you're going to get higher return, some lower return. But I would say that you want to always go for a 1.5 to 2.5x return. That's a really good starting place. Now, I'm not saying it couldn't be much more than that, but that's a very, very good standard and expectation. I would say in almost any market.
Okay.
Love
that's
it.
Exciting. Ooh, and so I used some words there. I'm going to check myself, Sarah. I said, take one reservation. It's just reinvest that one night stay back into the huge success of your business.
Well, let's talk about this though. I'm nervous. I've got some money to spend. You know, I'm like decided I'm going to take the plunge and invest in ads. I've allocated it. And listeners, I'm just going to say this. We didn't talk to Tara, but I know you need to be committed to it for a while. You just don't want to try it for 1 or 2 days and expect that 1.5 immediately. But what's the most common mistake that, you know, new solopreneurs, new hosts would make starting with setting up their first ad?
I'm going to go a little bit technical on this mistake because it truly is the number one mistake. And it is boosting a post and thinking that you're running ads. And that is simply not the case. So let me put this in really simple, grounded terms. Facebook, Meta. Okay. And also let's clarify, when we say Facebook, we mean Facebook and Instagram and actually the whole family suite of apps. That includes Messenger, can include WhatsApp. That might be important for certain markets. Mm-hmm. And it also includes the audience network, which is, you know, my ad showed up on the New York Times. I'm not even running ads on the New York Times. You are when you're running Facebook ads. Okay. Similar to all the other platforms such as Google and they all kind of operate the same way. And so, and you can control that, but I will tell you it's best not to control it. About 60 to 80% of your budget usually gets spent on Instagram when you're running Facebook ads. Okay. So just know that by running Facebook ads, and I'm doing air quotes, you probably can't see on the podcast, but that also means that you're running the whole family suite of apps, all Meta platforms.
Love that.
So the biggest mistake is Meta knows what time Sarah, what time Annette is going to log into the platform, how long they're going to scroll at each time. They know exactly how many ads they're going to deliver to them because they know about what percentage of ads they're going to click on. And they happen to know if they're going to, how many purchases they're going to make per month on average, how many times they're going to opt in. Now, some will say, this is scary. I don't like
That's
it. It's true. It's true. But as marketers, we need to understand how these things actually work. So with that in mind, we have to remember that Facebook knows exactly how we're going to operate on the platform. Now, let me take that back to boosting a post. When you boost a post, your ads are going to go into a stream of traffic that typically interacts with boosted posts. They rarely leave the platform. They rarely put their email in for anything. They rarely make a purchase. What they do is they heart, they like, and they interact. Okay. And people will say, why is everybody, you know, I got 20 likes from this, but nobody actually did anything. That's because you're not reaching a stream of traffic that actually does anything with those boosted posts. Similarly, okay, if we want conversions or let's say we want traffic perhaps to our listing on an OTA or better yet, you know, a direct booking listing, then we're going to push a little button. It's literally the push of a button where we're going to say, actually, we prefer people that do these types of interactions. They leave the platform. They go to websites. Perhaps they enter emails. They put in their credit cards and actually make transactions. They're very active online beyond just the social platforms. So we're pushing a button. If you don't mind, I'll just illustrate that. We had a member come through in the real estate space, so a adjacent space here from us. And she had paid an ads manager and, you know, a full-in budget of about $900. She was about $1,600 in. And after about, I think it was 2 months, you know, she had 2 leads from this. And she said, Tara, I'm going to try your system and just see. I have no idea. And I said, this is both going to delight you and, you know, be a little bit of a heartbreak. And I said, we're simply going to adjust the stream of traffic. We're going to push a different button. We're going to literally duplicate this exact campaign so I can show you exactly the difference. And we're going to push a different button. And we pushed the different button, the one that says, we want people who actually do things in the online space, not just interact socially. And I said, let me know, you know, like a doctor, I said, call me in a week and tell me how it's going. And she said, 72 hours later, she said, Tara, spent $60. I have 40 leads.
Oh, love it.
Yeah. So that is the difference of just telling Facebook exactly what you want.
So I have a question. So she was working, you said, with another ads professional before she came to you?
She had hired an agency, yes.
Why didn't they know about that button or encourage her?
Oh my gosh. Well, Facebook honestly doesn't even know its own capabilities sometimes. Facebook will always tell you to run, you know, traffic ads, these visibility ads, as if we care about visibility.
Right.
You know, you don't really care if everybody in your market knows the business name of, you know, your particular entity, right? That's not what we're after. We're not Nike. We're not Starbucks. We don't care about this, like, branding, you know, just blasting our ads out there and trying to get, you know, name recognition. We care about, what do we care about, ladies?
Profit.
People putting their emails.
Conversions.
Yeah, because, like, bookings.
Visibility. Yes. Visibility is vanity. That's a vanity metric. And I know that's a difficult thing. So visibility is vanity. Profit is sanity. So I'm stealing from another quote that I know.
But I might steal that from
Do it.
Stealing from another quote.
Going back to the number one mistake, though, because I know we see it. It's like, you get excited. They're like, hey, your post is doing better than a percentage other. Do you want to spend $10 to boost your post? So you are saying resist the temptation to boost a post. Never do it.
Well, or do it smart.
Okay.
We can do this. We can do this smartly.
Okay.
So if we know that people who typically get boosted posts in their newsfeed are people who typically only interact with boosted posts. Now we can just switch. We can switch our marketing brain on here. We can pull a different lever and we can say, okay, the chances of me getting them to my direct booking site are slim to none. What else can I do? Well, what if the call to action is send me a DM
okay.
and I'll send you more information about the property.
Okay.
You could be really cute with that. You know, send me a DM. I'll send you a secret link to learn more. You know, you can get really fun with that. Whatever is kind of on brand for your, for you, you know, as an individual, but you can be really fun with that and you keep people on platform. All right. And then from there, we build that trust factor in the DMs. So that's one way that you can utilize boosted posts. Now, another way that we can do it is we do boost those posts. And by the way, I recommend spending no more than 10 to 20% of your advertising budget on boosting or other visibility opportunities. Now, I think boosting is your least effective opportunity. I think you actually have a massive opportunity in video views, particularly in this space. Imagine a video view ad featuring your property or properties and with some really great copy on it. And that going, you could be spending $1, $2 a day on that. And now you've got this audience of people that are actually interested. You know, they're interacting with this video or boosted post, however we want to do that. And then the back end strategy is you retarget those folks with those ads that actually get them to convert.
What does retarget mean? Can you share?
What was that?
What does retarget mean?
Retarget. Okay. So good. All right. Remarketing, retargeting, you'll hear different terms for this. So retargeting is when somebody interacts with you once, we know that, I mean, this is every single, you know, study research in the world is going to tell you this. People need 7 to 12 touch points before they convert. They do. And so somebody seeing your property once, unless they are in desperate need, it suits their exact circumstance, exactly what they need in that exact moment, they're not going to book. They need to see that a few times, okay? Now, if they're on, you know, one of the OTAs and they're searching for something, that could be a little bit different, right? Because there's a direct need. But we have to remember, if we're advertising to them, that we're most likely hitting them in a time where they're thinking about a vacation 2 to 3 months out. Mm-hmm. You know, they're very unlikely to need something in that exact moment for, you know, they're more in probably, you know, concepting their next vacation. We're all doing that all the time, right? I mean, I always have two or three vacations in the future that I'm planning for and starting to dream about. So, and I think that is, you know, it's such a beautiful moment in travel right now, because especially, you know, coming out of the last few years, like we have, I think people always have a trip on their brain. Mm-hmm. They're always planning some great adventure. So, they're going to need to see that ad a few times. Now, let me also ask, you know, this is just a question for everyone to ask themselves. How often have we clicked on an ad, opened it in a new tab, and said, oh, I'll get back to that later?
Like, I'm raising my hand.
And if you look at my computer right now, I have 75 tabs open.
In my Instagram, I actually have like a saved folder of like saved things I want to either buy or yes.
Yes. I mean, you're looking at an ad. Maybe you're, you know, in the pickup line for school. Maybe you're whatever. And you click on it and you say, I'll get back to that later. And of course, what does our human brain do? It has a million things going on and it forgets. So retargeting is going back to those folks and saying, hey, don't forget about this. Hey, remember you were interested? And you will see these ads following you all over on the internet. I was just on Saks last night. And of course, this morning, I'm seeing all the ads of the pictures of the things that I was clicking on, right? This is how that works. And every big company does it. So you get to do it with your company as well and see incredible results from it.
That's powerful. And so is that something that automatically happens when I run an ad, Tara, or is retargeting like a whole separate step that I have to be familiar with?
It's a separate, simple step. So you can be very successful without it, but it's a wonderful, extraordinary tool. It will take you about 20 minutes all in to set it up. Okay. So that would include, like, let's say if you were learning how to do it on your own and you needed to write the ad copy real quick, this would be everything. So it'd take you about 20 minutes to do. All you're going to do is tell Facebook, hey, I want to reach everybody who visited my website, clicked on or interacted in any way, shape, or form with my Instagram or Facebook, and or looked at any of my videos. Okay, so those are some categories. There's many, many more, but those would be the ones that most directly relate to what we're trying to accomplish with direct bookings.
Boom. Love it. Easy. You said 20 minutes. I'm hearing $10. I'm hearing 20 minutes.
Yes.
I'm hearing I can do this.
Yeah, super simple. I want to go back to how much money that we do need, though. How much money do we need to commit in the beginning? Let's talk about a baseline financial commitment and a time commitment as far as like how long should we be testing things? Like, when is it a runaway train and you're not doing it properly? Can you set, I know inside you can set some, you know, parameters inside Meta, like, hey, don't spend more than this. So listeners, I want to let you know, you can put those levels in, like, I don't want to spend more than $10 a day. I want to spend more than $300 a month. Like, you need to block me. So can you walk us through some of the minimums we need to anticipate when we start the our ads adventure?
Yes. Okay. So first of all, time commitment, because everybody will always ask that. And the fortunate thing is, if you're spending under $5,000 a month, it's always my threshold where things start to get to the next level of complicated, which almost everybody listening here is probably spending a couple hundred to a few hundred per month. So you probably don't ever even need to worry about the next level of complication, but you should be spending between 1 to 3 hours per month on your ads. And if you're getting up closer to a couple thousand, maybe you do have, you know, 40, 50 properties and you're trying to maintain something bigger. Okay. But let's just say you're still spending around $5,000 a month. That might be 3 to 4 hours per month. Okay. So you're looking at a very low time commitment. Now, if you're learning how to do it, you might want to add on an extra 3 to 5 hours in the first month, just so you can kind of learn all of the process and whatnot. And you might plan on a couple additional hours for, you know, 2 to 3 months after that, just because you're going to need a little bit of help understanding your particular account. Every account is so different. I have two accounts that I use actively for my own company. And one, they both have very different behaviors. I know each of them very well, how much I can spend on each per day. And it really gets that optimal result. But I'm advertising the same thing. So it's just like one account is a little more seasoned, one account is a little less seasoned, and the algorithm interacts differently with them. So you're going to learn your particular account. And then from there, I mean, really, this should be pretty hands-off and very low maintenance. I would say, you know, if you're spending a couple $100 a month, something that would be a very reasonable cadence is you check in on your ads maybe 5 to 10 minutes per week, and you might get a little bit of optimization assistance, you know, 30 minutes a month like that, something like that, just to make sure that you're not, overspending, and for some, actually underspending, right? Sometimes we're leaving a lot of money on the table people because we're just not, you know, maximizing our budget, you know, fully to what the potential could be. So a lot of that's going to depend too on your capacity. You know, how much additional capacity do you have to fill? Are you just trying to finish, you know, maybe you've got most, you know, 80% of your properties are, you know, full 80% of the time. So then we're just looking at a little bit of additional capacity, and that's going to calculate into your budget as well, you know, your budget calculus as well. But I would say, again, $10 per day is a very good starting place. That's $300 per month. And if that is in your marketing budget, I think that is an excellent place to start. And then depending on the capacity that you're trying to fill for your property, you could increase that. You could potentially even decrease that a little bit strategically, but Facebook really responds well at that starting budget.
Sarah.
What?
I want you to take a guess how much we are going to spend this year on Airbnb and Vrbo fees.
Oof, I feel like I should know this number off the top of my head.
It's okay. Just make a guess.
16, 17,000?
Wrong. Over $50,000.
What?
Yes, I'm on Hostly's direct bookings ROI calculator right now, and I plugged in our stats, and yes, based on the number of bookings we anticipate for this year, that's how much Airbnb is going to charge us for fees.
That's crazy.
I know, but I've got some good news for you. Since we use Hostly as our property management software, the calculator is letting us know if we continue to improve our direct booking strategy, we can save over $15,000 per year.
Wow, that is good news. Plus, we know this. When we make it our goal to improve our direct bookings with Hostfully, we will have more control over our cancellation policies, guest database, and our overall branding differentiation in this crazy growing industry.
Yes. Plus our bottom line.
Yeah.
So listeners, please give Hostfully's direct booking ROI calculator a try for yourself. And we bet you'll be excited to learn more about Hostfully's award-winning property management software and their integrated, built-in, out-of-the-box, completely customizable direct booking site for your hosting business.
And thanks for visiting, listeners. Get $100 off when they use code TFV100 at checkout. That's right. Use code TFV100 when signing up for Hostfully's property management software to get $100 off.
Really quick, like what do I need? Again, like kind of 101, what do I need? Like, how do I know I'm ready to run an ad? Do I need to have a Facebook business page for my property? I know a pixel needs to be installed.
Like, what's a pixel?
Because everyone's excited right now. But what are some of those, like, hey, you've got to at least get these things dialed in first before you can even run that ad. What do they
need to
know? You
have to have a Facebook page. Ideally, you also have an Instagram page, but you don't have to have one. Facebook can still run ads on Instagram as your Facebook page. I know that sounds confusing, but it happens all the time. So ideally, have to have a Facebook page, ideally an Instagram page as well. I would say you definitely want to have a direct booking site available. Now, you could run ads to your listing on the OTAs. You absolutely could. Yeah. And you could see if there's lift there. People will do this all the time to give you an additional example. People will do this all the time to their Amazon stores. So an Amazon store would be a very, would be a perfect example of kind of another industry that does this very well. So people run Facebook ads, YouTube ads, all these ads to their Amazon stores. You can't pixel an Amazon store. You can't track, but they will see the lift. Okay. So what we might call the increase over kind of what is our normal baseline. So you could do that. I lost my train of thought. So those are the basics of what you need.
Okay.
And there was a second question, Annette, that you asked.
The pixel. I know that the people get tripped up on the pixel, but it's also super, super easy to install. But can you talk about what the pixel is, what the pixel does, and why it's so important?
The pixel is a tiny bit of code. It's about a paragraph long. And you will put that on your website. And many direct booking softwares are integrated with these platforms. Some are not. So then that just requires a little bit of a workaround. You're going to place that on your website. And what that is a little tracker. So Facebook can say, hey, we got a conversion. Hey, we got a person who visited. So that it sends information back to Facebook. Now, this is very simple terminology. And for those of you that may know something about Facebook, you may know that a couple of years ago, things got more complicated with the tracking. But actually, Facebook just made some very recent changes to simplify the tracking again. So things got complicated. Now they're simpler. So Facebook's always trying to make things as simple as possible to run advertising. But that's just going to be a little bit of code. And it simply sends back to Facebook saying, hey, we just got a conversion. This is working. And it sends more than just the conversion. It says, you know, this was the person that converted. And so Facebook can now look at that person. Ah, okay. They were recently, you know, looking at these websites about, you know, travel blogs. Let's go find more people that look like this person who have more behaviors that look like that.
Awesome. And that's something like that is beginner 101. You want to make sure that you have that installed before you start running ads so you can see the success of them, correct? Okay.
Yes.
Awesome. And if, what if someone, if they wanted to just start running the ads and starting to look at the analytics, what's the basic, I know you said 1.5, but where can they find this? Like, where are they going to be able to, you know, if they see they ran the $300 in ads and they think they're getting some bookings for it, where are they actually going to be able to read the data, Tara, to see if the ads are getting them that 1.5 or higher?
Okay. This is all going to depend on your particular software and how well it integrates with Facebook.
Okay.
Now, I will tell you, you know, having seen so many industries, booking softwares across almost all industries, some are better than others when it comes to integrating with Google Ads, Facebook Ads, all the different platforms, right? Sometimes you'll see very clear data and it says 3 bookings, you know, spent however X, Y, Z, and it will actually Facebook with as much data as they're able to draw from your software, they will actually do the conversion for you. So they will say that was a 1.5, a 2.5, a 4.0, you know, a return on ad spend, ROAS is what that particular metric is called. Facebook is so simple. Once you know how to read the dashboard, if anybody is in their Facebook account and they click on their reports and they go about halfway down, there is a performance and clicks report. That's my favorite one to pull. Okay. I do a lot of custom reports, but just for a general, you know, something that's already in Facebook that will give you all the data that you need. That one's a fabulous one. And there's about 2 or 3 metrics in there that you can judge the full success of your campaign from. But of course, number one metric is how many bookings, right? But there's a couple other supportive metrics you can look at to see, in particular, how well does the algorithm like your ads? So is there something you can change about your ad that will make it more algorithm friendly and thus cheaper? And also, how well does the audience like the ad? So there's a specific metric there that will tell you, is the audience actually resonating with this particular ad? And oftentimes, you know, people get really down on themselves and say, gosh, my audience, this audience just doesn't like it. And we'll just simply change the headline and all of a sudden it will perform much better. So a couple little simple metrics there to look at.
Can we dive in a little bit into creative, Tara? Like, so
yes.
Obviously the success, the return on your ad spend and the success of these ads are dependent on, like you just said, our audience responding well to our ads. What if I'm like really good at cleaning rentals and making beds and making guests happy, but creative and copywriting is not my jam? What do you suggest for business owners who are in that position?
Well, we've got some incredible tools with AI that can make your job so much easier. But here's what I will tell you. I always like to test a short, a medium, and a long version of the ads. So let me tell you what goes into each of those. So short is going to be a simple benefit statement, and you would include a geography anchor, right? So let's just say my property's on the Great Lakes, okay? So I might say, perfect property for hosting family reunions right here on the Great Lakes. Mm. And then I'm always, so there's, you heard my benefit in there, you know, maybe I know my property tends to hold a lot of big groups, families love to go there. And I mentioned, where it's located, right? Because nobody's going to know unless you specifically tell them. I know that seems so simple, but I can't tell you. That's, you know, for anything that's local, that has a local, like an actual place where people go, people forget that in their ads all the time.
Okay.
And then you're going to always make sure that you add that call to action. Okay. So call to action, click here to learn more. So simple. You must always tell people what you want them to do. If that is all that you learn in marketing, okay, maybe you're thinking, I'm not a marketer. I have no idea. If all you do is tell people what to do next, your marketing will become 10 times more effective. And that's it. That can be a short version of the ad. So let's go medium. Maybe medium, then you add in a few features. You say, 7 bedrooms, pool. You just add in a few of those features. And there you go. A couple sentences there. They're, you know, surrounded, nestled in the beautiful forest of blah, 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 right? So there's your medium version. Now let's go long version. Take that same ad and now we add in a testimonial, one of those 5-star reviews of somebody talking about how much they love the property. Okay, there's long. So that's so simple. But now let's take it to AI. And now let's say, okay, ChatGPT, here's my customer avatar. This is the person who primarily, who primarily gets my place. And I want you to create 10 versions of this ad in a fun and playful tone. Okay, well, now you just let AI do all your copywriting for you. But those are some simple ways, very simple models that can be extraordinarily effective. And you don't have to do the ChatGPT, but for a lot of people who feel intimidated about copy, that can make it very, very, very easy. If you give ChatGPT a version of your copy and say, make it fun, make it sophisticated, make it playful, you can tell what you want the tone to be. Give me 10 versions. You're going to be shocked at what it comes up with in about, 20 seconds.
I love that tip. Really quick for anyone. It's okay if you don't yet know what ChatGPT is. Maybe you heard it in a random news article or something like that. But it is all the talk right now on any like marketing podcast that I'm listening to. And I'm using it, Tara, like all the time. And I'm not a terrible writer. I don't love writing, which is why I'm leveraging ChatGPT. And so listeners, it's a website. It is actually free right now. You can upgrade, but it's free right now. You sign up and you literally, like Tara said, like write into it. It looks like a messaging software almost. And you put in that copy, that just do what Tara did, but make it work for your property. Put in there. And like Tara said, if you teach it how you want it to sound, the tone, our videographer, Kirk, had it. He write this as if this is, Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds, yeah.
in Ryan Reynolds' voice, which it spit out something that absolutely Ryan Reynolds would say, which is something funny. So you can absolutely, or maybe you have a more luxurious property. So you want it to have like a Four Seasons tone to it. I mean, it is powerful, and you should be playing with it all the time as business owners. It helps you with your email, but I just want to take a quick minute.
Yeah, we can do a whole episode on that.
I know. But Tara, that is powerful. I can do that right today. I mean, even for our own rentals. So thank you for that simple explanation. And listeners, what's so nice about Tara and this whole episode is I feel like every time you start talking to her, you're like, oh yeah, it's so simple. You just X, Y, Z. But the thing is Tara has a reputation that it can be simple if you just come at it with these, with the mindset that you can do this as an owner operator and that it can be very powerful for your business.
Let's share though, what is the biggest frustration though that you see with everyone in your community, because you are making it so simple? What do you see though is the biggest frustration or like the roadblock that comes up again and again and again, just to warn our listeners, it can't all be, sunshine and rainbows.
It's the 1-hour learning curve of where everything is. And I really mean that. So something that is cool about our community, and I've devoted my whole career in business to making this as simple as humanly possible, right? My entire livelihood relies on these things being incredibly simple. But something that, we have an interesting reputation in is that I've taught more people in their 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s how to run Facebook and Instagram ads. Oh. You have these amazing retirees with just deep, deep experience in their careers. Maybe they had an amazing corporate career and they're starting these businesses, some of them e-commerce, mm-hmm. some of them little brick and mortars. Some of them, you know, coaching or consulting, maybe they want to become a career coach themselves or, you know, and they have no interest in making, they've already done their career. This is just what they're doing to fill their time. And so we've had this incredible community of retirees who come through the club, learned how to do their ads. They are so good that you would hire them if you could. I mean, they are that good. They want nothing to do with a stressful marketing career, right? But they are that good. And they just spend, you know, $10, $20, $30 a day. They get their little customers in. They're very happy. And some of them do a lot more than that. But I will tell you, if they can learn it, anyone can learn it. And I will also say, you know, the truth in advertising here is there's about a 1 hour curve of, you know, learning a new platform. That's always so frustrating, I think, for any of us. Where are the buttons? How does this work? Where is that report? And I think that is the hardest piece that people, if they'll give me an hour of that frustration, I will turn them into experts on their account. But they have to go through that process of where's everything located and how does this platform work? You know, I think that Facebook has done a great job making everything relatively intuitive. I'd much rather be in Facebook than Google Ads any day. But what I will say is that it is an advertising platform. There's a lot of numbers and it can be intimidating when you first look at it, if you're just kind of looking at it without guidance, you know, like it can look overwhelming. Once you understand what all the numbers mean, it's so fun. It is really, I've had so many people say I was terrified and now it's like the piece of my business I'll never give up because it's so fun. Because you can really, it's cool to be able to control the levers on your traffic.
Oh yeah.
Like you're in full control of how many people visit your website. How many, you know, you can't control how many bookings you're going to get from those people, but you're in full control of maximizing the possibility of getting bookings. And if you say to yourself, well, I noticed that on my direct booking site, I get one booking for every, let's call it 300 visitors. Well, ding, ding, ding. Now you can start to control the lever on that. And you're not just reliant on, you know, something lucky happening or magic happening to get those visitors. It's like, no, I can actually control how much I spend to how many visitors I get.
Oh, I love that. And listeners, I know that you've all spent more than an hour putting together some furniture that probably didn't get put together right. I know you took more than an hour. Like actually, when you first put your first listing up, that's frustrating. You figure out what you need to write and how the OTAs work. So make the investment of that frustrating hour to break through.
And that OTA, you don't own that land, listeners. And I know you hear us harp about it and they are absolutely a partner in our marketing tool belt, but running these ads with your copy, your photos, and you behind the scenes pulling the levers, there's nothing more powerful than that. So Tara, you're telling me too, hospitality is a competitive industry, but you full-heartedly believe that our listeners can experience success and increase their direct booking average if they stick with it and read those reports once they know where they're at and how to read them, that they can have success building their direct booking campaigns.
Absolutely. Oh, 1,000%. I mean, we have seen ads work not only in hospitality, but you just imagine every niche, crazy space that you would imagine, you know, very like manufacturers have come to us and had success with, you know, doing ads. I mean, you just think of every random thing you can possibly imagine. And we've been lucky to see about 5,000 ad accounts since we started Successful Ads Club. We've been, you know, behind the scenes with these business owners and seeing all of this data, all of this, but the nichest, craziest things you would never imagine can be very successful with ads. So if that can be, you know, something that people are, that's actually in demand, that people are looking for, 1,000%.
I mean, sounds to me like there's no reason not to. Learn, run the ads. This has been really an amazing episode, Tara, because I think everyone hopefully is excited to get after it and mark off their calendar. Just put it on your calendar.
that time to set up the account, start working on it, and start running those ads.
And listeners, I want you to know too, we are working closely with Tara and her team to bring you ad content that speaks to our industry and not just the short-term rental industry. We know so many of you out there are property owners. You are managing your own properties and you wear so many hats. I know it because I feel it right alongside you, and you can do this. And we're going to continue working with Tara and her team to bring you this content, help this to be successful for you. Tara, what haven't we asked you that you think our listeners need to take away from this first step, which is consuming, you know, today's episode?
I think just the mindset of advertising, you know, and something that you just said was getting that listing up or assembling furniture. Listen, I know if you've developed those technical abilities, and those are technical abilities, a lot of people stay away from owning their own properties because that is so overwhelming to them. Mm-hmm. So if you are the type of person that figured all of that out, and you are the type of person that, you know, feels like you really want to maximize the potential of your investments, then you're probably already looking at your marketing budget. You're probably already figuring out the drivers and the channels where you can get your listings visible and start to see that capacity fill, right? So if you're already doing that, then I feel like you have the perfect mindset to explore these channels. Now, not everybody wants to do advertising, needs to do advertising, and that's totally great. You know, if that's the space you're in, then that's wonderful. But if it ever circles back to, gosh, I would really love, you know, to see if I could get 3 more bookings, 4 more bookings each month, and that would just fill my capacity, maximize my investment, then I would just encourage, explore these marketing channels that are so powerful. Social media is wonderful. I love the power of social media. And I say, you know, pairing that with paid advertising can be even more powerful. So, you know, whether it be Google, whether it be Meta, there's so many different platforms that you can utilize. But I would say Meta is probably the most cost-effective. And then you take those best ads and you take them to Google and you take them to whatever other platforms you want to experiment with.
Right. Let's go get it. Let's get the ads. Thank you so much, Tara. This will not be the last time that our audience hears from you. So thank you so much for your time
today.
Yes,
we're going to put all of the information about Tara and what she can help us do. But Tara, if people have more questions, where would you like them to reach out to you?
I'm on Instagram at Tara Zuercher, always answering questions there. And our website is successfuladsclub.com.
Amazing. All right. So like Annette said, this will not be the last time, but for now, I am Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for visiting. We'll talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week.